All right, panelists, some questions for you about the week's news. Mo, marketers love to follow social media influencers to get advance warning of the next hot trend. A new study has found another group of people they should be watching, a group of consumers who unfailingly predict products that will what?
That will fail.
Exactly right. Yes. Researchers at Northwestern University conducted a study using shopping reward card data and found there are a group of people who are consistently drawn to products that the rest of us would find terrible. I think people who loved watermelon Oreos or thought the best season of Game of Thrones was the last one.
Do these people know they're being tracked, that they've been selected?
I hope they don't, because the researchers have called these people, and I quote them, harbingers of failure.
So they have like loser dust all over them.
Exactly. They found their track record of picking failed items so reliable that a newly introduced product was statistically less likely to survive if these people liked it.
Aww. Let's hope they don't listen to this.
Wait, were there really watermelon Oreos?
I can't say for sure that I know.
Okay.
So these people just have a soundtrack following them of like, wah, wah.
Exactly.
Someone in this audience is like, wait, I loved those Oreos. And they're like, uh-oh.
I know. It's not just retail products. The study looked at campaign donations and found that zip codes where a large number of harbingers live tended to donate more money to candidates who ended up losing. This is all true. Amy Klobuchar could have dropped out weeks ago and saved so much money if she had only noticed that all her supporters were wearing MC Hammer pants.
Oh, I love trash. Anything dirty or dingy or dusty.